Hey there, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled The Need for Wisdom, was written by Lisa Samra. Growing up without a dad, Rob felt he missed out on a lot of practical wisdom that fathers often pass on to their children. Not wanting anyone to lack important life skills, Rob made a series of practical Dad How Do I videos demonstrating everything from how to put up a shelf to how to change a tire. With his kind compassion and warm style, Rob has become a YouTube sensation, amassing millions of subscribers. Many of us long for the expertise of a parental figure to teach us valuable skills as well as help us navigate difficult situations. Moses needed some wisdom after he and the Israelites fled captivity in Egypt and were establishing themselves as a nation. Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, saw the strain that settling disputes among the people was having on Moses. So, Jethro gave Moses thoughtful advice on how to delegate responsibility and leadership. Exodus chapter 18, verse 24 says, Moses listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said. God knows we all need wisdom. Some may be blessed with godly parents who offer wise advice, and some aren't. But God's wisdom is available to all who ask. He's also provided wisdom throughout the pages of Scripture, which reminds us that when we humbly and sincerely listen to the wise, we will be counted among the wise and have wisdom to share with others. Today's scripture reading is from Exodus chapter 18, verses 17 through 24. Moses' father-in-law replied, "What you are doing is not good. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Listen now to me, and I will give you some advice, and may God be with you. You must be the people's representative before God and bring their disputes to Him. Teach them His decrees and instructions and show them the way they are to live and how they are to behave. But select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Have them serve as judges for the people at all times, but have them bring every difficult case to you. The simple cases, they can decide themselves. That will make your load lighter, because they will share it with you. If you do this, and God so commands, you will be able to stand the strain, and all these people will go home satisfied." Moses listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said. Let's pray. Dear God, many children are without fathers who care for them, who look out for their well-being, and are good role models, teachers, and friends. But as followers of Jesus, we all have a heavenly Father. Fill that void they feel by sending them godly men to live as examples of faithful husbands, fathers, and men of God to build the kind of foundation they need to become the very same. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Toni Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.